The cavalry's coming.
The host of the number one show in the nation at 4 o'clock on Fox Business, Larry Kudlow. He's a premier economist, the best economist probably in the world. He also served as the director of the National Economic Council from 2018 to 2021. We were just watching you, Larry, on TV there.
How was that?
You were fantastic.
Thank you.
Larry, the economy surprised a few people today. It didn't surprise me and you probably, but instead of going up 1.1%, it went down 1.4%. What say you?
Yeah, well, look, I think the big story on GDP and personal income and some other releases is the 8% inflation rate, okay? The basic broad-based Federal Reserve target rate is 8% and shows no sign of abating. The Fed's target is 2%. I think, you know, with interest rates, the 10-year is just under 3%, so it's way underwater on inflation-adjusted terms. Consumer incomes are underwater because of the inflation. I think this is why the stock market sold off 900 points today. It had a very bad April. Year to date, it's off about 10 or 11%. People are waking up to the fact that inflation is here to stay and that interest rates are going to have to go significantly higher. That's going to affect multiples. That's going to affect the discount rate for future earnings. And it's negative for stocks. And the economy is not in a recession, but I think it is in stagflation. And so I think of this in terms of it's probably on the front end of a recession that we may see next year, but it's not good. None of this is good. And the biggest culprit is still the high inflation rate, which frankly shows no signs of abating. So I think that's the big story. The other big story, look, let's get to it. Politically, you have this insane story with the Department of Homeland Security and this disinformation government board. People are calling it the Ministry of Truth, to borrow a George Orwell phrase from his book 100 years ago. I mean, you know, this is another major political blunder by the Bidens. Okay, this thing is going to be laughed out. They never should have done this. It's not just about Homeland Security. It's about education. It's about elections. God knows what. And so you're right. Rin Tin Tin, play the bugle. The cavalry is coming. This is a major political blunder on their part. Major.
And now Powell, our Fed chair, Powell today says, well, it may not be a half a point, maybe less. What say you?
That's crazy. They are so far behind the curve. I mean, again, their target rate is 0.25%, 25 basis points. That's where it stands today. The inflation rate, again, the Fed's favorite measure, is 8%. So how in God's name can they become more cautious? They are so far behind the curve, they should be even more aggressive. I mean, look, the underlying numbers in the GDP report were better than the top line. If you look under the hood, you had decent consumer spending and very good business investment spending, which I think, by the way, is a function of the Trump corporate tax cuts, which still have not been reversed, though Biden has tried. They're still there. So businesses are still spending. They're buying equipment, and they are making investment. So it wasn't a terrible report. It was the trade balance that caused it to be underwater. But the overwhelming point is the 8% inflation rate. And the Federal Reserve has to knock that down. Now, look, the Congress could cooperate and Biden could cooperate if they'd stop spending so much money and deficit spending and borrowing, which puts pressure on the Fed to print more money. They're not doing that. But that's the overriding problem. Really, only the Fed can stop the inflation rate. So if the Fed goes slow, John, you know, you might get a half life in the stock market, but it would be very temporary. And ultimately, it'll make the problems and the corrections much, much worse.
Understood. What else would you like to tell the American people? We have a few minutes left.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, look, think of it this way. They want to control information. just the way they want to control the economy. Okay, their big government socialism, regulations, attack on fossil fuels, raising taxes. They want economic control. They do not want individual freedom. They do not want individual opportunity, and they do not want individual entrepreneurship. This is woke economics. This is far left stuff. And they all kind of go together, the suppression of free speech and the suppression of a free enterprise economy. It's a very bad combination. But the good news, again, the good news is the American people are rejecting this stuff. They're rejecting the suppression of free speech. Everybody's rooting for Elon Musk to take over Twitter, and they're rejecting the overregulation of the economy and the idea of big spending and big taxing and big money printing. So there's going to be a big, big change come November. That's the best part of the story. The toughest part of the story is what John and I are going to do in the next 4 or 5 months waiting for the cavalry.
You're right.
What does John always say? Correct. America is under
attack. We're under attack.
America is under attack. And really, to talk about leadership, and one of John's themes is there's no damn common sense. That's a problem. They have gone way too far. And they're asking people to believe stuff that nobody believes. You have to have some common sense. If it's not working, change it. And so far, Biden seems incapable of changing an agenda which is clearly not working. And therein lies the problem. And he will be punished politically for it come November.
Thank you for being with us for the Katz Roundtable Local Edition, the number one show on Sunday mornings in New York. Keep listening to us for the Katz Roundtable National Edition between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. So we'll be back to you in a few minutes after.